Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio, and we are on our June 2011 roundup. This is going full on into Laura season, which is basically between June and September, when the most Laura events and the most Laura things to do are going on. And to go ahead and just jump in there, the programs that I have for this month are at two of the home sites. And first up, in just 1 week, June 11th, I'm going to be at the Little House in the Prairie Museum in Independence, Kansas. And then I'm going to be doing the Johnson County Historical Society Day Camp on June 23rd. I'll be up at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Park and Museum for their Laura Ingalls Wilder Days on June 25th. And I'll be at the Lone Tree Public Library in Lone Tree, Iowa on June 28th for their story time. So we've got quite a bit on the calendar for this month, and next month it even looks busier. So make sure that you follow along, and this is a great time to try and get a chance to see me if you're out and about, particularly since I'll be in a different part of the country with the Independence site. Now, to go back to that just a little bit, the Independence day that I'm going to be there is their Prairie Days. This is their big event. It's just 1 day this year, Saturday, June 11th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a cost to attend, and it is $3 for adults and $1 for children under 12. And it is at the Little House in the Prairie Museum site south of Independence, which is about as close as you can get to Oklahoma without actually being there. You actually start seeing signs for the Will Rogers Expressway. That's how close to Oklahoma it is. They are going to have living history reenactors, children's crafts and games, historical craft vendors, a Little House character competition where children can dress up as their favorite character and there's a contest, food vendors, lessons in the one-room school, and I'm going to be doing sort of an interactive program where people can ask me in character as Laura anything they want. This should be a lot of fun. I haven't been back to Independence since 99, I think it was, so just over 10 years, and I'm really excited about going, and I hope that I'll see you out there. The other Laura home site event that's this month is Burr Oaks' 35th annual Laura Ingalls Wilder Days, whose theme this year is Images of the Past. It's going to be at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Park and Museum, and that's located in downtown Burr Oak. The gift shop and the museum are going to be open from 9 to 5 on Saturday, except during the parade, and on Sunday from noon to 4. They'll have a bunch of other events going on. They have a Wilder 5K run. There's going to be a spelling bee for kids at the Red Schoolhouse. They're going to have children's games. There's a food tent. The parade is going to be at 10:30, and they really are encouraging people to dress up for it. So this is a great time to get out your Laura dress and be part of the group. They're going to be having a dedication ceremony for the Founders Park, the pedal tractor pull contest, a checkers tournament, stagecoach rides, and a band, the Bread and Butter String Band, interactive children's games, pioneer crafts, hands-on activities, face painting, horseshoe pitching, a pie auction fundraiser, the Little Miss Laura and Young Almanzo contest, and a coloring contest. Now, their Little Miss Laura and Almanzo is a little different because instead of just being a look-alike contest, they also have sort of duties. They sort of serve as an ambassador for the site. So they do kind of limit it to local people, but it is a really good time, and they do an outstanding job. And I think it really is good to give these kids, both the Lauras and the Almanzos, a real job to do. And they just do it beautifully. So I hope that if you are kind of local to Baroque, that you will consider doing that. Now, I'm also going to be presenting, as I mentioned. I'm going to be doing two presentations, a day in the one-room school and through the eyes of a child. And these are going to be kind of interesting because these both are presentations that I normally do with slides, and I'm not going to be able to use the slides. So it should be a fun time seeing how we do this. But I'm going to be also on hand to talk about Laura and answer questions about that too. So if you want to see me improv, this is going to be a great chance. And I think you really will learn something about one-room school and children's chores when they were growing up. On Sunday, they have an ecumenical pioneer worship service, which the year I attended that was very nice. I recommend that. I think it's about as close as you're going to get to the kind of church Laura describes in her books, as far as the feeling you get from sort of the community being together, which she always describes as an important part of her church experience. So that's a good thing. That's 10 a.m. on Sunday. There's also a community potluck meal at 11, a raffle drawing, and as the television that is in my room at home has from that contest one year, I highly recommend their raffle. And there's going to be museum tours and the gift shops open with the Deep River Band closing out the night on Saturday. So lots of events going on at Baroque, and they have a full schedule of that on their website. So take a look at lauraingleswilder.us if you want the schedule. And remember, it's Images of the Past this year. Which brings us back to talking about, before I move on, one last thing about the home sites. Although there isn't anything really scheduled for Walnut Grove or DeSmet this month in terms of special events, at least as far as I could find out about, it's a good reminder that if you're intending to go to the pageants next month, especially for Walnut Grove, you want to get your tickets purchased and you want to get a reservation in. And for the DeSmet pageant, you don't need to pre-order tickets, but remember, it's going to be opening an hour earlier this month, so you want to be there. If you want to be there when the gates open, you're going to be there at 6 instead of 7. And also, it's a good idea to get your reservation in. DeSmet has a fairly wide selection of places to stay, but they fill up on pageant night, so you don't want to be left having to drive. So go ahead, if you think there's even a chance that you might be making the pageants, and try and get those reservations in this month during June. Okay, now back to Trundlebed Tales Block Radio. I wanted to let you know what's going on with it this month, which is a little different than normal. Now, first up, the interview for this month is with my brother, Rob Utoff, who is going to be talking about making hay. This was inspired by some questions that I got on the Laura Ingalls Wilder listserv, and I just realized there's a lot of people who don't know about making hay, and they talk about it a lot in Laura. And my brother is the person who knows more about hay than anybody else I know. He was a historical interpreter at Usher's Ferry Historic Village, and he spends a lot of time talking to old farmers. So I just think he's going to be brilliant at that. And that's going to be Monday, June 6th. And it's going to be at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, at 9 o'clock Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And there is a link to that from both the radio show on my blog and on my website. If you don't get to listen to it live, you can always check it out later. You can do that both by playing it through the browser on the website for Blog Talk Radio, and there's links to the exact place on those radio show pages too. Or you can download it through iTunes and take it on the go. And we are just about coming up to 4,000 listens on that. I'm hoping to have that capped this month. If I'm not, I'm going to be really surprised. So I hope if there's any episodes you haven't caught up with yet, that you'll take a little bit this month and get caught up and push us well over the 4,000 mark before we talk again. Now, last month I had started a kind of short travel episode that I've been adding. We talked about Ragbri last month, and this next month coming up, we're going to talk to some people from Truck Fest at Riverside, Iowa, which you non-Iowa people probably don't realize, but Captain James Tiberius Kirk was born in the small town of Riverside, Iowa, and every June they have a festival dedicated to this future historical event. It's a great time, and I think it'll be a really interesting show. So I hope that you tune in for that. I don't have an exact date for when that one's going to air yet, but they've definitely said that we're going to do it, so we just have to work out the date. It'll probably be, if I was going to take a guess, it'll be the week after this next week. But I'll have a firm date on the radio show page as soon as I get it. Now, I normally also do a program during the month where I just sort of talk about some subject about Laura. And what I decided to do instead of that was to just do some sort of on-the-spot reporting from visiting Independence and from visiting Burr Oak. I don't have them on the schedule yet. These will probably be sort of short things, and I'm thinking maybe having, I may end up doing one the day I get there and then one the day after I leave. I'm not quite sure yet, but look for those around the days that I'm going to be at the home sites, so June 11th for Independence and June 25th for the Burr Oak days. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what a sort of on-the-spot report from the home sites, I think that'll be really interesting, and I hope people will enjoy it. Looking ahead to next month, I'm probably going to, and I haven't firmed up my speaker. I've got one in mind, and that'll probably be near the beginning of the month again, because towards the end, I'm going to be in DeSmet, South Dakota, and again, I'm going to be doing an on-the-spot report from there. And as far as other things for Trundle Bed Tales, we continue to have the Twitter link going. And we also, I'm on Facebook under Sarah Utoff. Remember, if you are a Laura fan and you friend me, remember to put a note in that you are a Laura fan, because I don't do names I don't know, but I do Laura fans. So if you have a note, I'll approve the friend request. Otherwise, you'll probably just sit in my inbox for a while. And I also wanted everybody to know on the Trundle Bed Tales YouTube site, we updated a new video this month on Memorial Day. I think it's a nice little thing about how Memorial Day is celebrated here in the Midwest. And if you've read John Miller's book, Looking for History on Highway 14, I think it really nicely accentuates that, kind of shows and pictures some of the same things that he talks about in Memorial Day. And I think that you'll really enjoy it. So take a look out for that. Depending on a couple different factors, I hope to have another couple of videos done later this month. And I'll definitely be working on new videos for Independence and for Burr Oak. So keep an eye out on the Trundle Bed Tales YouTube site. Keep an eye out on the radio page. And remember, this coming Monday, tune in for me to interview Rob Utoff on Making Hay. And check the date for sometime probably the next week. We're going to be doing Travel Times and Trek Fest in Iowa and reports from the home sites on June 11th in Independence, Kansas, and on June 25th in Baroque, Iowa. Thank you, and have a great month.